These statements have not aged well.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
And finally, after a year, the New York Times has verified the left's worst nightmare. Yes, Hunter Biden's laptop is very real. As the New York Post reports, it's not until the 24th paragraph in the New York Times story that mentions emails involving Hunter Biden and his associates in those deals, followed by these two sentences. Those emails were obtained by the New York Times from a cache of files that appears to have come from a laptop abandoned by Mr. Biden in a Delaware repair shop. The email and others in the cache were authenticated by people familiar with them and with the investigation. It took the gray lady nearly 17 months to grudgingly concede even a fraction of what the New York Post readers learned in October of 2020, and what voters would have learned had it not been covered up by the complete control of the lamestream, mainstream, mockingbird media.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
Part of a Russian disinformation effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
Russian disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
What is even odder than that is that Joe Biden made this bizarre declaration in the middle of skyrocketing inflation and crime and the possibility of World War III.
So we established a new civil rights cause of action for those whose intimate images were shared on the public screen. How many times have you heard? I bet everybody knows somebody somewhere along the line that in an intimate relationship, what happened was the guy takes a revealing picture of his naked friend or whatever in a compromising position and then literally, in a sense, blackmails or mortifies that person. Send it out. Put it online.
Why would Biden do this? Because it is a greasy, slippery slope to Biden's involvement in massive pay-to-play corruption and quite possibly further impending, incriminating, compromising blackmail of crusty old Joe himself. Beyond Joe Biden's perverse leanings, how far does the Biden grift go into the depths of engineered global pandemics, or worse? The U.S. company Metabiota Incorporated was awarded $18.4 million in federal contracts under the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency program, run in Georgia and Ukraine for scientific and technical consulting services. Metabiota researches global field-based biological threat research, pathogen discovery, outbreak response, and clinical trials. Metabiota had been awarded $3.1 million for their work in the Sierra Leone, one of the countries at the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak. And according to the Gateway Pundit, Hunter Biden's investment company, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners, funded San Francisco-based Metabiota as early as 2014. Rosemont Seneca's website also showed Metabiota as one of the companies it has invested in. Metabiota then partnered with Black & Veatch, a company with ties to the Department of Defense, to set up labs in the Ukraine. The cover-up of Hunter Biden's laptop is far more than his twisted crackhead lifestyle. The emails on that laptop are crucial to stopping Joe Biden's lust for a new world order, no matter what the price. Biden titled these pleas to the Senate, flying in the face of American sovereignty, the threshold of the New World Order, the Wilsonian vision, and American foreign policy in the 1990s and beyond. An excerpt from the first speech reads, "I shall urge that we revive the concept of a New World Order, rescue the phrase from cynicism, and invest in it a vision that should become the organizing principle of American foreign policy in the 1990s and into the next century. The moment is upon us to define a compelling concept of a new world order, to commit ourselves to it, and to lead the world in its realization.
And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it."
John Bowne reporting.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population of the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So we had it on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it for yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.